It's like, fine, okay, so nobody wants to date us now? Great. It's like, we suck, we're this, we're that, and now, like, we can't have sex anymore. Fantastic.
I'm not trying to knock men for being more emotional, but like you've always made the comparison. You don't want you don't want your man to know what taupe is.
I don't.
Which I've always loved. Welcome to another deep dive edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast, where today we are going to be talking about lonely men.
Lonely single men, yes.
Hey there, lonely guy. What? Who sang that? Who sang Lonely Girl?
Probably like, it was probably Frankie Valli or some dude that sings like a girl. I don't know.
I am old.
Yeah, we're up there. we are old, yes.
But you know what you're never too old for? That is diversifying your financial portfolio. You are never too old. You're never too young, actually, to start doing that. So if you're a youthful Gen Zer, millennial, if you're thinking like you've gotten your first job, you've started your 401k and you think you are set, we are here to tell you no. You need to diversify. You need to think about maybe adding some physical gold to your portfolio because it can't hurt and it's a nice hedge against inflation, you guys. And look, you get these cute little bars in the mail if you subscribe to the subscription service that Acre Gold offers. That's getacregold.com/chicks. That's the way you can get your grubby little paws on some actual physical gold that you can keep in store at home in your safe or wherever you want to store it. I like storing it in my hand.
Yeah, I like wearing the bars around my neck like Flava Flav. That's what I usually do. I don't have them on right now, but that's what I like. Yes.
It's a good way to do it, man. Check it out. You're going to love the subscription service option. It's getacregold.com/chicks. All right, you're going to kick us off because you discovered a Psychology Today study. Tell us about it.
Right. There was an article that was just that caused all sorts of what you would say as being hullabaloo on the Twitter sphere back around the second week of August. This was causing all sorts of issues. It was written by a man, a psychologist. He has a doctorate in psychology. His name is Greg Matos, M-A-T-O-S. And he is obviously a guy that does like couples therapy and stuff like that. He's a therapist. And he wrote an article called The Rise of Lonely Single Men. Men need to address their deficits to meet healthier relationship expectations. Now, he said there are three broad trends in the relationship landscape that suggest heterosexual men are in for a rough road ahead. So he talks a lot about like dating apps and then relationship standards. But the one I think that really struck a nerve with men in particular was that they have skills deficits. So like men nowadays, like especially middle-aged men who are Gen Xers in our group, they don't know how to communicate. Like they have poor communication skills. They don't know how to emotionally connect with women. And that emotional connection is the lifeblood of healthy long-term love. And it requires the skills that families still are not consistently teaching young boys. This is what he's saying. So women nowadays are so independent and that they are so strong-willed and that they have been taught like, I don't need no man, that they really don't need men. And this generation is totally different, I think, than our generation and the generation before ours, our mom's generation, that they're just choosing to be by themselves if they don't have these men that emotionally connect with them or meet them at their emotional level, you know? And then that's not the only thing. It's like relationship standards are another one of them too. Like they need them to be, I don't understand what this means, emotionally available.
Maybe that mean, the way that I took it is that it implies that they expect that men with whom they want to be in a relationship are emotionally available in that they are vulnerable. They allow themselves to be seen emotionally by women instead of keeping everything on the inside. That's how I took it.
Okay. All right. So that's what emotional availability is. And then dating apps, like he talks about whether you're just starting to date or recently divorced or dating again, dating apps are a huge driver of new romantic connections in this country, right? So the problem is that upwards of 62% of the users on these apps are men, are these lonely single men. That's a hell of a lot. So women are like overwhelmed by the options that they have. And so they got to pick, man, they got to get out there and they got to pick. The competition is super fierce out there. And so trying to figure out who am I going to date, I mean, they can just discard a lot of these dudes based on stuff like emotional availability and whatnot. And it's, you know, a lot of these guys are older. They're divorced. They have baggage. You know, they're our age. They have a couple kids. They have a divorce or a couple divorces, you know, in their past. And they're out there in this giant pool, this dating pool, trying to find somebody to hang out with. Now, one of the things that this article also said was, men are happier when they're coupled.
Oh yeah. There's been like studies for ages that have shown that men do much better and live longer, happier lives when they're married.
Right. If you ever notice, I've seen this a lot, after a man gets divorced, or after a couple gets divorced, usually the man gets coupled a lot quicker than the woman does. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
My relationship was the exception, I think, because I got recoupled really, really quickly, and my ex has still never been married.
Really? Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I just have seen that, like in my own personal experience, like with my parents, that happened really, you know, my dad was obviously, he was coupled very quickly. And then, you know, just other people in my life, like my ex was coupled very quickly and other relationships.
I think you're definitely right. I mean, I think I was an exception. Like I that example is an exception. And definitely the rule is that men do definitely look and get their women quicker. Although maybe now with this new study, it's just getting harder for them.
Right. It's the opposite. I think that they tend to feel more comfortable when they're coupled, mm-hmm. but women are becoming more and more picky, and they can be. They can be because it used to be, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, women were in it for different reasons. And now women are a lot more independent. I mean, they make their own money. They're buying their own houses. They have great careers. It's a lot different. Plus, there's this underlying, you know, narrative that it's like girl power. And we're teaching girls that they're super important. And we've shit on boys. We really have. I mean, there's that whole notion too, right? Is that over the past 20 years, we've just not been very kind to men. There's that. So there's a part of me that I read this and I think, okay, I can see where the women are coming from, because there are a lot of men who are emotionally unavailable. I mean, I get it. So I sympathize with some of it, but then at the same time, there's also a part of me that's like, okay, but like the emotional availability thing, I don't know. My husband and I, you know, as much as I love him to be emotionally available, we've talked about this a lot in other podcasts where I don't need my husband to be my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like I don't want him to be my girlfriend. It's not attractive to me for him to be my girlfriend. He's not a girl. I need him to be my man. And there are certain man qualities that I like my man to have. And I kind of like sometimes that he's strong and brooding and not always over communicative. I kind of like that. There's a part of me that digs that about him. So, and then I like my girlfriends to be the ones that I go to talk about, you know, shoes and girly
and
stuff.
And feelings.
Right. You know?
Well, it's funny though, because I think times are changing somewhat in that one of the things about this study is that it was the three things that women are now looking for are the emotional availability, the good communicators, and the sharing of similar values. And what's so funny about this is that men reacted so poorly to this study, and they were so defensive about it, and they got all butthurt when really those three things are not a big ask. Like, it's not like women are saying he needs to have a yacht and he needs to have, you know what I mean? Like, all we're asking for is that you share the same values that we have, that you be able to express yourself in a way that we can understand, and that you are, in fact, somewhat vulnerable, and that you're not going to hide things or keep feelings from the person that is ostensibly the closest to you. I feel like those are very basic things that people require, that are, I don't think that men should be like, how dare I be asked for those three things? And if they are, which they clearly are, they got so defensive. So many people got mad at this, at the author of the study. And yeah. He's like, I'm just asking you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. I don't feel like that's really asking a lot. But if you're acting this way in response, the women are right. There are slim pickings because you guys need to calm down. You know what right. I mean?
I do. I absolutely agree with that 100%. Now, I did see on the flip side, I did see a lot of, you know, tweets from so-called feminists who were like, I need a man that's going to vote, you know, for my rights. I need a man who's going to be like a feminist like me. Well, you know, I don't know if I don't agree with that either, you know, but that's me. I don't want a man to be a feminist. I don't want a man to be a girl. I want a man to be a man. And there are mm-hmm. certain qualities in men that I like men to have, which goes back again to that, to the one podcast that we did, one of the first podcasts that we ever did, which is What Happened to All the Men. I can't remember the name of it. It was like What Happened to All the Men or Bring Back Men, mm-hmm. I think is what the name of the podcast was. So there is some notion that like I get a little squirrely with some of this stuff where I want to defend men in some cases yeah. too, because I feel like, again, they've been crapped on so much that I think that's one of the reasons that they feel kind of raw when they see a study like this. Cause they're like, seriously? I mean, we've been crapped on for the past 10, 15 years. It's like, fine. Okay. So nobody wants to date us now. Great. It's like, we suck. We're this, we're that. And now like, we can't have sex anymore. Fantastic. You know, there's just, I think that there's a feeling of just being beat up that they're, I think that's, I'm not saying that I understand exactly what they're feeling because I'm not them. But I do think that over however many years, I mean, boys are falling behind in school. Boys are different now. Boys, I mean, not even just men, but boys. Like I think I told you, we went to a National Honor Society induction for my daughter. This was what, at the end of last year, like back in May of this year. And she was inducted into National Honor Society. We were very proud of her, all excited. We go. And I was in National Honor Society. So was my husband. So we know what to expect from one of these things. We go, we sit down, we're like watching the little, you know, program, yay, rods, middle school, whatever. And one of the things I turned to my husband and I noticed the most was that it's mostly girls. It's 95% girls, which is not my experience when I was growing up. In my experience growing up, it frankly was, you know, probably it leaned on the majority of it being boys, you know, and then there were obviously, you know, like maybe 40% girls, 60% boys, right? Hmm. And so I just think that like everything's changing and it makes me sad. It makes me sad for boys and men. And so when they ask, like, what are you teaching your boys? What are we teaching our boys? What are we teaching them? You know?
Well, we're teaching them that they're toxic, right? I mean, this is what you hear all the time is that that masculinity is toxic.
Yeah.
So that's partly what we're teaching them. We also they're becoming soft, as you said, and perhaps there are just a lot more men that are too soft and not as desirable. And now I'm not trying to knock men for being more emotional, but like you've always made the comparison. You don't want your man to know what taupe is.
I don't.
Which I've always loved. But I don't think it makes you less manly if you take good care of your skin. And one way to do that is with our friends' products at GenuCell.com/chicks. You guys, 2-week summer blowout right now. They are in their final 2 weeks of their summer blowout, which means it's over 65% off of their most popular package right now at GenuCell.com/chicks. And actually, we got an email. I don't think there's a name on it. No, there's not. It just came. Oh, yes, sir. It's from Nicole. Nicole wrote us and said, hello, chicks, love you so much. Thanks for the laughs while dealing with the totally borked, never-ending BS from the current administration. I wanted to give you a quick product endorsement. First, my granddaughters are with me for school this year and going to a completely new school. We had to go in and get all the paperwork done, and the girls loved that everyone we met thought that I was their mom instead of their grandmother.
Oh,
thanks
my
to
gosh.
GenuCell. So she's very, very happy with the results that she's gotten from GenuCell. And she's not alone. We get messages like that all the time because it works.
It does work. It really does. We got one about somebody with the dark spot going away. I got one on Instagram, a couple on Instagram the other day of people saying it just like changed the way their skin looks. So it really does work, you guys. Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing
well,
stuff.
I'm glad you said that because they'll throw in the dark spot corrector for free right now when you order the most popular package at genucell.com/chicks. And if you sign up for a subscription, if there's a product that you know that you're going to use over and over again, you can also get a complimentary gift set. So it's a good time, you guys. These next 2 weeks, or you want to get going, genucell.com/chicks. Anyway, what were we saying?
The toxic male stuff. I think, and that's why when I saw this study, the guy who did the study, the psychologist, he actually was in the military. I heard him say that he was in the Marines.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, I know that he's trying to help men. And he's like, don't, you know, beat me up for bringing this study out into the open and, you know, talking about all of the stuff and bringing it to the forefront. But, you know, there is an imbalance now. There's an imbalance in, you know, all sorts of fields that we see now, fields of study in college admissions. There's an imbalance now, more women than men. I think that we're starting to see like the scales tip, and it's a balance of power, which I think a lot of women are delighted about, you know, because they almost feel revengeful about it. You know, because I think especially feminists do. Feminists, I think, they feel very like, well, neener, neener, that's what you get kind of a thing. And, you know, I don't like that. I think that we need to be a little bit more compassionate towards, there are good men out there still. There are a lot of good men, and there are good boys that we're trying to, in order to make sure that boys are raised up to be compassionate, loving, caring, good men that still have masculine qualities. You know, we need to teach them to be that way and not teach them to be beaten up, you know, and not beat them up. And I feel like we've done so much of that over the past 15 years. And I don't know, this study, I'm not saying that that's what the study's doing. The study's just bringing forth data, but it just, what it did was it brought a lot of women out saying, well, I've just been treated like garbage by this guy. I don't need men. It just amplified that whole, I don't need no man kind of sentiment, which, I hate that because I think we do need each other. Men need women, women need men. We do. We just need to figure out like in the new landscape, which is a very different landscape than our parents' landscape, how to make that work, you know? Cause my God, like your son and my daughter are in a different dating world than what you and I are, what we experienced.
Well, and I've struggled with how to get my son in the right headspace to be a good partner for someone. And it's been really difficult because women have scared me as a mom of a son, the whole Me Too movement and
right.
the excesses of it. Because granted, there was a reckoning that needed to be had, but everything always, the pendulum always swings way too far, right? And so it got
far.
To the point where we were talking about, you know, Ashley Judd basically saying, if you catcall her, you're essentially raping her. And so, you know, it's the over hysteria, the overreaction that always makes me crazy. And I kept reading so many stories about women who, you know, whose egos were bruised by men who rejected them, that they would falsely accuse them of assault and get them into all kinds of trouble. And that the cards are always stacked against men in those scenarios.
Totally.
And it worried me so much that I found myself in this mode where I was like hyper protective and telling my son, women are manipulative jerks and they can be absolutely awful. And here's what you need to watch out for. And, you know, I'm talking to him about consent, but I'm also talking about what can happen when, even if consent is given, you still get nailed for something that you haven't done. Like there's always this fine line to walk where I don't want to scare him away from women, but I also want him to be realistic about how the whole dating world can be right now, because it can be just so gross.
And very cautious. Whereas whereas I was so careless and non-cautious when I was that age. Weren't you? You were just like, love and guys, and that guy's so cute. And blah. I mean, it's like, we just did not have the kind of cares that these kids have today. You know, it's just, it's so different, you know, and my daughter, just because it's not us. I never, ever put anything in her head to say, you know, guys are guys are dumb or guys are beneath you, but it's society. Society mm-hmm. like is constantly bombarding her with messages. And honestly, she'll be like, no, I mean, like if other girls would be like, well, that boy's really cute. You know, you would look really cute with that little boy or that, oh, you look cute with that guy over there or whatever. She's just like, God, what a waste of my time. Like that guy is whatever. Like I have no time. And I don't know if that's just the age she's at or if it's because, you know, she's just like, oh my God, like what a waste of time. Like I'm too smart for that boy or I'm too, you know, I didn't teach her that. I did not teach her that. I think a lot of it is society. Society is like, you don't need no man. You don't, you know, like unless he's doing X, Y, or Z, you know, you're better off just being with your friends. You're better off being by yourself. You're better off getting, you know, straight A's and going and doing something magnificent with your life on your own. And that's sort of this generation. That's kind of what they do. And I didn't do that because I was just like, oh my God, that guy's so cute. Did you see him?
I want to get a prom with him.
That guy's so hot. Yeah. I mean, it was different in the 80s, you know, it was just totally different. And there was a lot more flirting, a lot more talking, a lot more. It just was different. It just was. And I hate that for them now.
Well, I know. And my, you know, my son had his first relationship a year long when he was just in the seventh grade. And it was a tough one because they were super serious, you know, as serious you can be when you're 13.
Right. When you're 13.
But there was a lot of drama that girl came with. And she was lovely in many, many ways, but she was also troubled. And that seems to be so common now with teenage, like middle school and high school girls. They're on all kinds of medication for anxiety and depression and all of this stuff. And my kid was like, that was enough. Like I got my taste of what a relationship is mm-hmm. like. And it was like, he was thrown right into the wolves on that. And now he's so gun shy. Now he's like, I want to focus on school and sports and I have time to deal with women later. Right. And I'm like, really? Because I thought right now, this would be the time where, you know, their hormones are raging and they want to get with all the girls. He's not. He's just like, I did that and I'll just let my friends deal. I got more important stuff to worry about right now.
Right. I want to get into a good college and then I'll deal with it in my 20s, you know, or mm-hmm. whatever. I'll deal with it in my late 20s and I'm going to wrap it up because these chicks right. are whack. Yeah, seriously. That's the thing. And it's so unfortunate because I think it's just the narrative, the landscape, everything is so different for these kids. And that makes me sad for them. It makes me sad for them, you know?
Well, it is sad. And what's the worst part about it, I think, is that because of how social media has conditioned them in many ways, now there is a way for the worst, most troubled guys to find each other. And so now we've seen the rise of the incels, right? Like the involuntary celibate dudes who are many of them. Like there was that one kid who like killed a bunch of people. Where was that? In California? That one guy, mm-hmm. do you remember with the manifesto? And now they have these forums where they find each other. And I saw this video about one who was he was a moderator on one of the most popular incel forums. He was that deep into it. And he just hated women because he had been rejected by a couple and thought, I'm not good looking enough to get a woman. Apparently I have to be like super buff and like I have to be this alpha and I'm not. And so women suck because of it. And then they feed off of each other. And so this kid that was the moderator, I mean, I shouldn't say kid, he was probably in his late teens, early 20s when all this was going on. But he would see other conversations happening in those groups where some men would be like, I feel like I'm suicidal because I'm never going to have a relationship and I'm just going to end it. And he would be encouraged. So instead of leaning on each other and trying to build each other up, these people actually make it worse. They actually tear each other down even further, where they're then driven to commit horrible, horrible crimes, not just against women, but against just random people like that one guy did. So this guy finally was like, he recognized, thankfully, this is not a healthy place to be. And now he's trying to become a better version of himself so that he can be more appealing and find a relationship that's actually meaningful. But man, the fact that that is such a growing population in the young male sphere is terrifying.
It is extremely terrifying. God, it's just so terrifying. And I don't know, like where are their dads, you know?
That's a good question.
Where are their dads? It's not right. It's not even just, it's not the moms, you know? It's like you just wonder where that father figure is. Where are they to be guiding them in that journey? I hate to say that word, in the journey, but it's true. Because that's what life is, right? I mean, it's like these, that's just, oh my God, that is terrifying.
I know. And then like do and then we taught you and I have talked, like you said in previous podcasts, we want alpha dudes. We want dudes who are strong, masculine men. But that doesn't mean, that doesn't imply that they cannot be emotional. Like that's, those two things can coexist.
Absolutely.
As long as you're not like, because what we don't want are men penting up all these frustrations and then turning into incels, because that's terrifying. But they should feel free. They should, I don't know. I feel like we've gone too far again with the toxic masculinity, this accusation that being alpha, being a strong male is somehow bad. It's not bad. It's just that you can also be a strong male and be an emotional creature and like being in relationships. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and love your family. And I think that those guys tend to get shut down and squashed these days. They tend to be the one that are not, like, algorithmically or whatever, they tend to be the ones that are not being shared. They're the ones who are not being lifted up. It's the other ones that are being shown. And so like these, the ones who want to be alpha or the ones who want to be strong, or at least want to aspire to be that way, are not, they can't find those alpha males. They can't. It's like they're not able to see other role models like that to become that. Mm-hmm. And that also is weird to me, because it used to be like in the 80s when we grew up, those were the guys that our guys saw. And those were the ones who were lifted up, were the more of the alpha males who did have an emotional side, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's like they did have that. And so they had those role models. Even if they didn't have a dad that was showing him how to do that, they had those role models. I mean, I don't know, like even like a Ronald Reagan, he was a dude. He was a man's man. He was a dude. But I mean, I'm just pulling him out of thin air.
No,
but,
that's
I mean,
a perfect example.
But he also had an emotional, caring, you know, loving familial side to him.
And look at how much he doted on Nancy.
Oh my God. He absolutely adored his wife. Wrote her love letter every single day. I mean, there's a book that you can get that has that. So, I mean, he loved her beyond words. So, I mean, he is a pretty decent example of somebody from our generation, at least somebody who is, you know, from our parents' generation, that we can see as an example of somebody who is like a, you know, like a cowboy kind of guy that is like that. But you just don't see a lot of people like that who are amplified and in our, you know, pop culture, who are lifted up like that anymore, because they don't want them to be lifted up because it's toxic.
Right.
And so it's weird. It's really weird.
It is weird.
We need more of that. And then maybe these guys wouldn't be so freaky, you know?
I know.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, the best thing that we can do is sleep on it. And the way to have the best night's sleep ever is to go to MyPillow.com/chicks. By the way, the same woman who was just raving, that whose email I read to you about Genucel, in that same email, she also said that her husband is currently posted in Missouri for the next 3 years. And so she and her girls are staying in their house in North Carolina. But he called her a couple days ago and said that he desperately needs MyPillow towels, because that's what she has at home. And he was like, the towels here are ostensibly the nice brand. They're like some luxury brand, but they're super scratchy and awful, and nothing compares to the towels that you get at mypillow.com/chicks. And he's right. You know, I mean, towels are my favorite thing, literally my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. And when I go to hotels, I'm like, these towels suck. I want my pillow towel. I can't, I'm so spoiled when it comes to my pillow towels.
For real. And there's a huge sale right now. I don't know how much longer this is going to last, on their sheets. So if you are looking for a new set of sheets, maybe you've got a queen size bed that needs a new set, it's less than $40 right now for one of the most glorious sets of sheets you're ever going to sleep on. So if you go to mypillow.com/chicks, you can use code chicks. You're going to get the biggest discounts that way. And you can even get some buy one, get one offers on their pillows and their towels, in addition to that amazing sheet special. MyPillow.com/chicks.
Start buying some Christmas presents, you guys. I'm doing it. Start doing it. It's the time.
People are going to love you. If you are a person who's giving MyPillow stuff for Christmas,
oh my God,
You're like, about to be loved.
Yeah, seriously. That's what I want for Christmas. Okay, so where can everybody find us? The most important place to go find all of our stuff is at our website, chicksontheright.com. That is that's like the nucleus from whence all chicks things come and are yes. born and come into fruition. That's where you need to go. It's chicksontheright.com. Bookmark it and go there every single day. We have a lot of great writers, new writers, and then we write there, and you can find our podcast and everything there. So that's the primary place. Is there any place else we should mention?
Well, if you're not already subscribed to this podcast, please hit that subscribe button and do leave a review or comment or some stars, if you would, on the iTunes Apple podcasting platform, because that helps boost it and more people will see it that way. And we certainly appreciate any time people leave us comments on that platform. And if you do, then we're likely to read it on our next deep dive. So please, please do leave us a comment that we can share.
Awesome. Until next week, you guys have a fabulous week. We'll talk to you then.
Bye. I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
Texas Congressman Lance Gooden joins me to explain how our government and various charities are actually aiding and abetting the human trafficking across our border. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Gooden will also tell us which charities are doing the most harm. And I have a lot to say about how the FBI is getting more and more partisan and why that is very dangerous for our nation. Join us. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.